producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Oh, you know it was a good thing. My Jesus came through the desert. He walked on the sea. Down on the hill of Mount Calvary.
Here we go, 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program with the lovely Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kara Schillen also is going to join us. And Ken Kessler monitoring your Facebook posts, Twitter, all that good stuff. We've been only talking about Donald Trump as far as social media is concerned, Kenny. Have I shortchanged other issues or is that about it?
That's really it.
That's really it. Please, people, there's more in the world than Donald Trump, no matter what. I want people to comment on whether the Clintons and the Trumps have a deal. I think that's a fascinating, speculative piece of, perhaps you think it's nonsense. I think it's great conversation. Do the Trumps and the Clintons have a deal? Trump out there getting all the attention. Nobody's paying any attention to Hillary Clinton. She's pretty much a shoe-in for the Democratic nomination. Everything's quiet. And then, poof, Trump says, I'm not going to do this.
Wouldn't it be something if the grand planners of all of this that we go through every 4 years, I mean, it's, you know, there are a lot of people who think this is all just a game, that we support this person and support that person.
It is just a game.
And that really it's all pre-planned, and they know years ahead what's going to happen.
Who's the next person? That's what what they call the trilateralists.
Right,
And the Bilderbergers. Exactly. Everything's planned. We've got all these people anointed. The Bushes, how's that working for
and
you,
And they play with us like we're this ant farm, and they just tap the glass just to watch us run around. And Donald Trump...
An interesting...
Donald Trump is their equivalent of tapping the glass.
Yes, right. He's from the anthill.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of Donald Trump...
The queen ant.
There you go. The choices Time Magazine had for Person of the Year, going through the short list of a rather diversified group of people. Caitlyn Jenner was in that. Did you know that Caitlyn Jenner was one of the people that was considered?
I did.
By the way, just as an aside, Caitlyn Jenner is being sued by the family of that person who was, well, actually there were two people involved in that traffic crash. Remember earlier this year? I think it was, February? Yeah, it was February. One woman was killed. Jenner rear-ended her car and pushed it into oncoming traffic on the PCH, and the other car was a sport utility vehicle driven by Peter Wolf Malacy. This struck a car driven by Kim Howe. This is like a very complicated scenario here, if you haven't seen it. So anyway, this guy, Peter Wolf Malacy, the woman got killed, but he suffered serious injuries to his arm, his wrist, his hand. And he had a one-month-old in the car that was unresponsive after the accident. So he's suing Caitlyn Jenner. Now, one wonders, if it hadn't been Jenner, would there be a suit? Or because she is a target, you know, she's visible and everywhere. So, and there are a lot of people that estimate that by changing her sex, you're going to make $300 million in the various things that go along with that notoriety. So these people stepping up to the plate and suing him. It's America. Help yourself.
I'm trying to remember the scene right now, but I don't know that it was all his fault. I think he got hit, too.
I don't remember. I think you may be right. The back of my mind says, yeah, maybe you're right. But under the circumstances, I just think that he's more likely or she's more likely to be sued because she's well known.
Yeah, exactly. No,
that's easy. Okay, anyway, so the short list of people for the Person of the Year, Time Magazine, Caitlyn Jenner is one of them. The leader of the Islamic State, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, was another that they considered. Black Lives Matter activists. And let's see here, Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump, and Angela Merkel, Bernie Sanders was also, there was a Reader's Poll, Time Magazine Reader's Poll, and Bernie Sanders was the winner of that for Person of the Year, but he's not.
And remember, this is someone who has great effect.
Right. It doesn't mean
on a
positive
multitude of people.
No, there are a lot of people over the years that have gotten that recognition that were, you know, really
good. Hitler. Hitler won it.
Yes, right. All right, so anyway, that's what was in that list.
But I don't get Angela Merkel, why she won.
I don't either, as you'd be honest with you.
They claim it's because she's got the fourth largest economy in the world and has handled under pressure.
And the NSA is listening to her phone.
Right, exactly.
All that good stuff. Okay, now, one of the people that has been in a notable circumstance this year, not any of the people that we mentioned, but remember the story of Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who walked away from his army outpost in Afghanistan in the middle of the night. He had some supplies and he disappeared. He was AWOL. He says he went to help, I think. Didn't he say he went to help some of his fellow soldiers or something? So the reason I'm bringing him up now is because there seems to be a question about what really his story is. And for those of you who remember, I guess we'd call this a podcast that has done very well. It's called Serial. And I brought Kara Schillen in because she has followed this. This is a very important and growing media reality, podcasting, something that I've tried and failed at, frankly, at least the first run. We didn't do too well with that, Richie, that attempt, but I'm working on a second attempt because once you knock me down, I'm coming back stronger the next time because I don't like
swinging.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, this serial, Carol, will you tell us why it is that so many people your age are interested in this podcast, the first one, and then we'll talk about the second one.
Well, a little backstory, at least, on why this was so... So we're in Virginia, and the reason why it was so interesting to people around here is because the first season, which came out in October last year, was about a guy who was charged with murder in Baltimore. And
it turned out he wasn't guilty.
Well, they haven't actually. I mean, I think he's still in jail, but he's been given an appeal because what they found through the podcast was they actually went through all of the evidence. And I think that's what makes it a little bit different than other podcasts. It's not just people sitting around talking. They actually went through all of the evidence and found that it was all circumstantial, basically. Mm-hmm. And that's why it'll be interesting, because the Bergdahl case is kind of different.
Yeah.
But I guess we've heard a lot of what people have said about
sort
his actual
one
case.
Sided.
Yeah, yeah. So this is going to be kind of his chance to stand up. So apparently the first season was downloaded more than 68 million times. So we'll see if the second one does as well.
Well, is this the face of investigative journalism today and in the future? Is this where people will go to find out more? Because the news media itself gets an F pretty much, or if not an F, a D minus for being investigative. When I was a kid growing up, and when I first started doing the news, I'm not a journalist, never was trained as a journalist, don't consider myself a journalist. People say, well, you're on the radio, you're a journalist. Bunkum. I'm not a journalist. I'm a yakker who has an opinion about things. And my opinion about this is that we have no more really people assigned to dig into the dirt and find out what really the story is, the story behind the story, as it's been called. You get a lot of sensationalism. The I-Team investigates why you have a wart on your bum. Film at 11. Who cares about whether you got a wart on your bum or not? But in circumstances like, oh, maybe, Richie, you do care.
They highlight it because it's the only investigative journalism that happens on their station.
Right, yeah, yeah, I know that.
Everything
but it isn't really investigative.
Everything else is just reading the news, reading Reuters.
Yeah, okay, so anyway, this, I'm speculating at this point, but Kara has her fingers on the pulse. She's very interested in what's going on. And it's very helpful in informing me as to how it is that people who are your age are getting the news. I remember how dramatic it was for me to hear my son tell me for the first time that the only news he paid any attention to was The Daily Show. That was it. He didn't read the paper, didn't watch the news, didn't listen to the radio. Whatever he knew about what was going on, that wasn't really true because he's very smart and current events.
I don't know that I'd want to admit that on the radio.
What? That my son just...
That was his only source.
Well, but he said it was a figure of speech,
right, yeah.
In a sense, because it was right. About the media, the news media, and where he found, you know, this... Brendan's been very active because of what he does for a living in following things on the internet. And so in this circumstance, I mean, talking about news and current events and following blogs and all that stuff, but this is right up the alley of people who are Kara's age, my son's age, and maybe we all ought to be paying more attention to it. Maybe that's the message here, because those of us who are really curious, and I'm hoping that many of you are here, if not most of you are here, because you want to have a good time, but you're also curious and you want to know more about, you know, I have theories
so.
That sometimes have a lot of merit, sometimes they're crazy, but my mind is certainly not closed, it's not dead, it's not blank. I like to think things through, and you know, certainly the discussion of Trump and the Clintons is an interesting speculative.
So what's going on with the serial season two? What are they going to do?
Well, she was just saying it's Bo Bergdahl. That's what she was talking about.
So they are looking at him?
Well, I'm pretty sure he's actually going to be a part of it. So the first episode was actually released today. And it's going to be released every Thursday from here on out. I'm not sure how many episodes are in this season. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's supposed to be actually on it and talking about his side of the story and not just them speculating about it. But I guess that remains to be seen. I haven't listened to it yet.
But remember, this started last year when he was swapped for the five Taliban detainees, and people were upset when they learned that he was AWOL. Why would we give him up for those guys in Guantanamo? Let him stay there and rot. You heard that a lot.
He says he fell behind in patrol and got nabbed. But
right.
His co-workers and other guys in his troops said that he left.
Right.
When AWOL got
and McCain
caught.
Said he was clearly a deserter. Remember that?
Right.
And so whether he still is up for court-martial, hasn't been court-martialed yet.
Remember his father was tweeting as he was standing next to the president, I won't rest until all Guantanamo Bay detainees are let go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So there's a lot of sound bites around, a lot of high-profile interviews with various people, but there's probably some obscure stuff, too. And so they'll work this over, right, Kara? And come up with something. You say it's an unlimited number of episodes. Every Thursday morning at 6 o'clock, they'll release the next one. And where do you go to find these? Where do you go on the web to find them?
Well, I know that NPR broadcasts it. The provider is WBEZ, but I think most people my age, the reason they listen to it is because you can just search it on the internet, and you'll be able to find it.
SerialPodcast.org.
Yeah.
Season 2, Episode 1.
SerialPodcast.org?
Yeah.
That's where you go. All right. So there it is. That's an interesting, again, I think this is the face of the new journalism, frankly. It's about time we had somebody digging around. I don't know what the truth is about this guy, honestly, and I want to know. So good, Kara. Thank you. Is it 20 past Richie or 21 past the hour?
It's 20 past the hour.
20 past the hour.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Oh, $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the
three.
Counting shall be
three.
Three. Not three times. 3 days of living.
Three.
Ho, 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 ho. Now let us get our qualification list a little larger. Richie, we're going to give away, when you call us at 888-302-3684, this HP photo paper. They will turn your smartphone and printer into a photo booth. It's kind of a cool thing, so we're going to give you that paper. Plus, you'll be qualified for our weekly drawing for the HP 5540 Wi-Fi printer, including 3 months of instant ink. Which is cool because this is, when you use this thing, it automatically reads when the printer is low and it tells the folks at HP to send you more ink.
Yep, you just sign up anything. And when you start to get low, your printer says, hey, we need more ink. Next thing you know, in your mailbox, there it is.
All right, we have three Christmas songs, different artists, one particular thing in common. Listen carefully, please, and you can win this prize. Kind of a nice thing, nice Merry Christmas deal. 888-302-3684. Listen carefully. Three songs, and then you'll tell us what they have in common. Here is Aretha.
Planned exactly what you did when you kissed me by the mistletoe above.
From her holiday album in 1963, big holiday hit for her, first Christmas single. She'd released several more over the years. Song on the second very special Christmas collection that she released in 1992.
Who was she?
I said Aretha Franklin. Well, I didn't say Aretha Franklin. I just said Aretha.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't everybody know who Aretha is?
Yes. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Song's called Kissing by the Mistletoe. Richie, you're forgiven.
No problem.
This is Kobe. How do you pronounce her last name?
Calais.
Is that it? Okay, thank you. Song's called Mistletoe. Second single. Follow up to her platinum selling number one smash, Bubbly. Do I remember she was one of our Christmas artists of the day, Kenny, or not?
A couple years ago, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. This song was the most downloaded song of 2007, and she followed it up with her Christmas album in 2012. I think that's when she was on with this man.
I believe so.
All right. 888-302-3684. What do these songs have in common? Barbara Mandrell here.
Must have known that tears would lead to all of these.
always liked her. She's got a strong, sort of a positive, smiley voice. By the way, I describe it. This is from her 1984 album, Christmas at Our House. Third album she released in 1984, including one solo album, one collaboration with Lee Greenwood. Since its release, the song has been covered by a lot of people. She sounds like Vicky Carr, and Vicky Carr did this song. Barbara Streisand did this song as well, but hers was the one that has done the best. All right, so your work now is cut out for you. Figure out what these three songs have in common. The Aretha song, the Kobe Calais song, Barbara Mandrell here, 888-302-3684.
Remember the Mandrell sisters used to have their Christmas specials?
Yes, I do. Oh, yeah. You mentioned it. Yeah.
Yeah, they were fun.
Yeah, they were.
Fun.
All right, let's see if we can have some fun with Cindy, who is an Arizonan. Hello, Cindy. How are you doing?
All right. How are you?
Well, thank you for asking. What gets you up at this hour of the morning there?
Work.
Work? You're on your way, or are you still working?
She says that so lovingly.
I just got to work.
Just got to work.
Work.
I work. All right, well, we're trying to keep you company. What do these three songs have in common?
Kissing under a mistletoe.
They are all about mistletoe. When's the last time you were kissed, Cindy, under the mistletoe?
Oh, it's been a while.
It is. All right, put some mistletoe up in your house and maybe you'll get a little this this year. How about that? Is that a good idea?
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on. Radio with you. We'll kiss you.
Yeah, exactly. Here's a blow a kiss to Cindy, who won the HP prize package. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing more detrimental to the human-animal relationship than misconception. Too many guardians interpret a pet's behavior in human terms and never stop to think about what the pet is really doing, and even more important, why. The most important lesson you can learn as a pet therapist or a pet guardian is the value of stopping and thinking before you yell or punish a pet for what you see as an infraction. Examine every possible reason for your dog or cat's behavior. If I had a nickel for every client over the years who began a session by saying, Warren, my dog is just plain stupid, I would have retired a long time ago. In 9 out of 10 cases, it's neither stupidity nor is it spite. It's the guardian's inflexibility and his persistence in seeing a problem only from one angle. Can you imagine if dogs didn't have an open mind, more of an open mind than we had? We very often correct our dogs for behavior that's normal to them. So understand your pet's behavior, understand their body language, understand their noises, and you'll have a much, much stronger relationship, and you'll be fair to your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This report is brought to you by Extended Stay America. The most wonderful time of the year can become stressful as many travel for the holidays. Busy in the frenzy of the season, coordinating a trip and finding time to enjoy festivities can be hard. Chris Kringle, Maestro of Merriment.
Ho, ho, ho! With decades of successful travel, I've acquired terrific tips that can help travelers achieve a jolly holiday. My first, finding ways to enjoy the creature comforts of home no matter where the season takes you.
Extended stay style hotels offer a practical place to stay for travelers looking for home-like conveniences and value during the holidays. This season, Extended Stay America Hotel seeks to ease travel woes through quality service and guest attention at each of the brand's 629 hotels across country. Travelers can anticipate affordable nightly rates, spacious guest rooms, and upgraded amenities, including fully equipped kitchens to prepare holiday favorites. Enjoy a stress-free holiday season with your loved ones and feel at home wherever you go. For more, visit extendedstayamerica.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Are here on a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen, winner number one. Some people might say wiener number one, but I'm the winner and still champion. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler here guiding us with truth, wisdom, and light.
He's always a winner.
Anybody win Mega Millions or Powerball this week? No? Do you buy tickets?
Not this week, I didn't. Rich, you know my philosophy.
What's that, Rich?
I wait for it to get really super high, where everybody's waiting in line like 3 days to get a ticket, and then I buy the other one.
Good for you, Rich. Congratulations. How's that working for
Whichever one is the lowest is the one I buy.
Okay, good. The Pentagon proposing today to plan and build a string of military bases. You don't think the military-industrial complex is behind all this hootenanny? Here's another example. Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. The Pentagon wants to build three huge military bases in Africa, in Asia, and the Middle East to help carry out strikes against Daesh. Who's for that? 888-302-3684. Not me. Not me. These guys, they just keep on rolling. Let's keep spending the dough. We do realize what a ruse this whole thing is. And if you really dig down into the controversy or the conspiracy, I think you can find pretty good examples and pretty credible examples of how the military-industrial complex is behind this whole thing. And it doesn't start here. You could argue going back to it. I don't believe World War II is about that, but you can certainly look at what happened in Korea. All of the things we've been involved in that we have lost from Korea, people say, well, we didn't really lose there because the South Koreans are free. Okay, maybe.
It's turned into a very great country. I mean, look at what they've done.
Yeah, they've done a great job. Yeah. And the North Koreans, by the way, today say they have a hydrogen bomb, if you haven't heard that. Where'd they get that? Where'd that come from? You don't think the military industrialists from someplace went in there and stirred that pot? Come on, I think we have to get real with this, frankly. And I don't think we are real. Do you know how much it's going to cost us to build these bases? Well, we're going to fight these guys. Yeah, we should. Is you could make an argument that the reason that this has been protracted was to get to this point where people would believe, yep, it's in our best interest to buy some land in Africa and build a big base. It's our interest to buy some land in Asia, build a big base. Our advantage to build a big Middle East base. But it wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for Daesh. And look at how slow all over the world was. It isn't just an infestation in America. These people are globalists. They're the real power behind all of the thrones. They're just pushing to make more money, and we use our men and women as cannon fodder for them to make money. That's what this is all about. It is the continuing stir of the pot from Vietnam after Korea. Well, you can say maybe something good came out of Korea. Nothing good came out of Vietnam until you look around today and see, well, this is a pretty nice country. We fixed it up nicely. But look at what was going on, the reality of it at the time. And then the Middle East, which has been the pot that's been boiling for, what, since the 70s anyway. And so here we are with a proposal to build bases that will cost billions of dollars in Africa and Asia and elsewhere in the Middle East. It is preposterous that we would fall over and play dead for this. But has it gotten to the point where it's so bad that we have to do that? What about the European countries? Don't they have bases here and there and everywhere? Why is it that we have to build bases? We have bases in Germany, the Rhein-Main, the old, that's yep. A great base, brother. I've been there. What a neat place it is, actually. It's quite a special place. But this is something that more people have to think about, I think. When you look at the overall situation, you see that 2 and 2 still makes 4. And I'm going to bet that in the next few weeks, after we get through Christmas and the first of the year, you'll see more proposals to do more outrageous stuff so we can go get these guys, which we should have gotten a year ago or 2 years ago. Or if we'd have never gone to Iraq, this wouldn't, you know, I can say, well, this would never have happened. I can't prove that because you don't know. That's revisionist history, and we get enough of that taught to our kids in school. So I won't exercise my mind in that direction. But it's pretty preposterous. Richie, you want to pay for these bases? I'm not going to pay. You want to pay?
We already have paid for them.
We've paid for them already.
They have the money.
They have our money. They have our money. Yep. They've got our money. All right, so Kenny, your money is already being spent here. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm very excited about it.
Are you?
No.
Good for you. Not much wisdom in any of this stuff, by the way, boys and girls. Not much wisdom at all. So, anyway, every day it's some other foolishness. I find myself, I'm looking at the motivation page for the day, Richie, today.
Yeah, what is it today?
New mindsets equal new results. If you keep your mind in the same, that's where we are. We're stuck in the same old paradigm of having to fight the bad guy. We got bad guys. This year's bad guy was last year's friend. Right? I mean, how often have we seen that happen? Over and over and over again, especially in the Middle East. So, it's time. I was reading a blog that was very optimistic about next year. It's an astrological blog, very sensitive, thoughtful woman who's been doing this for years, who sends this blog around, and I'm fortunate enough to be able to read it and see about the new mindset. And more people who have, I don't want to say sensitivity because that sounds smug, but looking forward to things that change, because we need to have a change. You can't keep doing, and this has sort of plopped into my mind the last 2 or 3 weeks, you cannot keep doing this stuff. It's the old adage, insanity. Definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expect something new to happen. Nothing new is going on here. Nothing. So for things to change, we all must have the desirability of a new attitude, new mindset is what it's about. Think about what could be different? How can we handle these things? Or how do we go ahead from now, from today, and make things different? What are we going to concentrate on? Are we going to keep concentrating on blowing everybody up and bombing everybody? You got to get rid of these people. But as has been pointed out, you get rid of them and another one's going to plop up someplace. It's our mind and what we're thinking about and the energy of the planet and putting all of our energies to one point and going to that point and focusing on that point. And the point is peace. You feel much more thankful and grateful for a day in which you have peace. We have a good day at work, good day with your spouse, good day at family stuff, right? Don't you feel better when there's peace in the valley? I was given...
All right, Elvis.
Well, I mean, I'm looking over at a sign that's been in my office for since last Christmas.
Since last Christmas?
Yeah. Meredith's daughter gave me this. The sign reads, "When the queen is happy, there is peace in the kingdom." I think that that's a mindset that we can all use. I mean, that was sort of a play on that particular reality. But in essence, I mean, we really all need to be thinking about how we can fix our own lives.
By listening to Elvis.
Yep. He's got peace. Peace in the valley. I love this.
Thank you.
Me too.
Oh, man.
Hear the Lord.
He was great gospel.
It's like, oh yeah, my mom was a gospel.
Ah, great stuff.
Yeah, I got her the gospel CD for Christmas. Yeah. But you know what? How can anybody be mad listening to this? It's like Steve Martin used to say, everybody should play the banjo.
Yeah.
How are you mad when you play the banjo?
Everybody should have cows.
Everybody's smiling and happy.
That's what makes me happy. There are a lot of things that make me happy, but that's one of the things. I look out the window and see the cows. I'm a happy guy.
If I were the president of the United States, I would provide every home with a ukulele.
And a cow.
And a cow.
Yeah.
Well, if you were the president, you would give him a cow.
Yeah.
I'd give him a ukulele, because you're always happy playing a ukulele.
Yep. It's good stuff. Our quote of the day today comes from the voice at NASA Control. Quote, "There's much rejoicing." This was after a shipment of things like groceries landed on the International Space Station yesterday for the first time in more than 6 months. All they wanted was food for Christmas. All they want for Christmas is some food. Thank you, Mr. Presley. Kirk Douglas, responsible for our thought of the day today.
Like him.
In order to achieve anything, you must be brave enough to fail. Wow. That certainly goes in hand with a lot of things that we've talked about and continue. The best example I always come up with is Thomas Edison. What, 2,000 light bulbs before he got one that worked?
Nope.
Never give up. When I have my mind focused on something that I want, I never give up. Sometimes you got to modify your approach, but never, never give up. You really believe in it? Don't give up. 44 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Television report up next. It'll be my honor to do that since Jennifer is off again today. But she'll be back tomorrow here on Good Day.
There will be peace in the valley for me.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. Every holiday season, plans change, events are double booked, and flights get delayed. Last-minute travel changes aren't always in your control, so don't let the unexpected travel road bumps ruin your holiday travel. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
As the holidays approach, don't underestimate the power of advanced research, especially if you plan on flying this season. For layovers, find out what gate you're departing from, gauge the distance between gates for ideal timing, and don't forget to look into different food options at the airport. I alleviate last-minute travel stress with my dependable Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card. I know I'll always earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar spent on all purchases. And with no red tape holding me back, I can ditch the restrictions of typical airline rewards cards, avoid blackout dates, and enjoy what matters most to me during the holidays.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number
3030. Almost 48 FCR. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Netflix has announced they will double the number of original shows it produces next year. They will produce 30 original series.
They do 15 already?
Yep.
Didn't know that.
They reported plans to release 10 feature films next year, 12 documentaries, 10 stand-up specials, and a partridge in a pear tree. They're going to produce 30 children's programs. This is pretty significant stuff. This outfit's putting a lot of dough into what is going on. People must be signing up for this right and left.
I tell you what, there's going to be a lot of money in the children's programming.
How much does it cost to sign up for Netflix?
$7 a month.
Wow.
$7.95.
That's pretty cheap for all of this stuff. Mark Hamill is hosting a series of Star Wars lightsaber specials everywhere on the Disney-connected channels, including ESPN. I find this interesting. Huh. The upcoming debut of The Force Awakens will take place on ESPN, Star Wars Evolution of a Lightsaber Duel, hosted by Mark Hamill. Special will revisit the history of lightsaber duels through the franchise. And it's on ESPN.
That's cool.
Starts
it's kind of a sport.
Yeah, I suppose it is. Yeah, I get the manner of speaking.
You know, when you watch the Disney Channel, as my kids do,
yep.
You will. They're doing a lot of promotion for the Star Wars movie, but you rarely see any of the original characters in their promotion pieces. It's all the new young characters being interviewed about what's it like to be in Star Wars.
Oh
and,
yeah.
So it's and they've given you a lot of looks at what the movie looks like, and you know, no real information, but a lot of looks. So if you want a sneak peek, check out the Disney Channel. You can see some promotions for it.
All right. Now, I was home last night a little before 9 o'clock, and I went to turn on NBC because I haven't seen The Blacklist much, but I know it's on at 9 o'clock on Wednesdays, but not last night. Apparently, they're gone
until July.
But they've renewed The Blacklist for another season, so this will be season 3 for that show. Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Blind Spot, all are dramas that are going to be back on NBC. Homeland and The Affair, renewed by Showtime. I've seen Homeland. I find it hard to get into. And The Affair is about somebody who's having an affair. Right? That's good.
Pretty deep.
Yeah.
You're on it, Dudley.
Yeah, no.
Good job.
Thanks very much. I figured it out already.
What a critic.
Yes, here I am. The critic's choice. 51 after on Good Day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Happy to hear the Money Pit music. Money Pit music. Because that means Tommy the K is close by. Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Money Pit home improvement radio program, heard around the country and around the world. It has 43 million listeners every weekend.
What are you laughing at?
Huh? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, listen
to that.
I'm holding a good thought for you. Whether you laugh
you
at
you are, man. You are.
I expect the same in return. I expect you to hold the thought that there'd be 43 million people listening to this program.
Yeah, let's add a digit. Oh, wait, there aren't that many Americans.
Okay. So how many Americans can we? We get Americans listening. Americans.
What have we got? 250 million?
No, 300 actually. Now 303, to be specific.
Yes, and every one of them is a Doug Stephan.
Yes, absolutely. Or you'll pay the price. One or the other. Tom Kreidler is here from the Quantum Home Improvement radio program. So there are a number of things that perhaps are on your mind. And if you have a question, you ought to send it along to Tom. It's Tom at MoneyPit.com. Or you can send it to me, Doug, at DougStephan.com. Whichever, we'll get to him sooner or later, so he promised.
And we should, ask sooner? Tom about Christmas lights, too.
Well, really?
Yeah.
No, Rich.
Yeah.
You really think that's a good idea?
There are some dangerous Christmas lights out there.
Oh, my God.
Some pilots in the sky.
All right. So we'll see if we can get we'll get down to the nitty-gritty. What do you get for Christmas lights? What's the safest? That report coming up here on Good Day.
Music is a gift like no other, and this weekend at Guitar Center, it's your chance to get the best deal of the year. Let our team of expert musicians help you find the perfect instrument and save 20%. For a limited time, spend at least $99 and get 20% off a single item. Visit GuitarCenter.com to get your coupon, save 20%, and give them their favorite gift this year. Don't miss our best coupon offer ever, now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Exclusions and limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com for details.
Oh,
fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Look! Up in the sky! It's a bird! It's a plane!
No, it's just Christmas
lights. It's a laser light! All right, so a lot of people are buying these laser lights irresponsibly, it would seem, because they could be dangeroso. How, in general, do you decide what are the good Christmas lights or not, Tommy?
Well, I think you're talking about those lights that cast the like the star patterns on the side of the house. And
right.
Apparently, there's been complaints from pilots that they're missing your house and continuing up into the sky and causing some distraction. So that's a concern. I bet they didn't see that one coming.
What about safe Christmas lights in general? I remember that was my job. I used to string the lights around the house, and every year I got more creative. I think I started doing it when I was 9 or 10, and I
but you know what, it's such a pain. That's why I went with projection this year.
Yeah, it's a pain.
Yeah.
I went all projection this year. Yeah.
But there are some lights they'll tell you the old timers, these lights are great, but the cords are all frayed and everybody.
Should everybody be going LED now, Tom?
I think so, yeah. I mean, that's really where it's going. The LED lights are so much more efficient. They're also more durable. You know, I always get annoyed that every year you pull out a string of lights that worked perfectly last year and now it doesn't work.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, they always say on the packages, if one light goes out, the string stays on. But the thing is, those lights never burn out. What happens is they loosen up in the socket. So then you have to go bulb by bulb by bulb and try to find the loose one if you can. And if you can't, you end up just tossing the whole darn thing away. But I think the LED lights today are more durable and they use a lot less power, which means you can put more strings together, because that's, you talk about safety, Doug. I mean, that's one right there.
Yeah.
They don't heat up. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's why they're more efficient.
All right. So that's good news. Here's a question from Karen, who has a brick house with a wall inside the garage that was painted 20 years ago. The paint is loose, turning to fine powder. How do I safely remove the paint from the walls?
You know, if your paint is so deteriorated that it's actually loose, delaminating, or turning into a powder, the powder, you know, you can try to scrape that off, but if you can't remove it that way, you really need to strip the paint. You know, when you have multiple layers of paint like that on the surface, Doug, over the years, they eventually will delaminate, and you can't put good paint over bad paint because it will not stick.
I was thinking the very same thing, Richie. It's
Thank
a great you. Song called Brick House.
Yep.
It all came into our minds when we heard the story from Karen about her brick house. If your house is brick or wood or stucco, whatever it is, you can find remedies for your problems by going to MoneyPit.com. Better yet, listening to the radio program, the podcast, which you can download. Tom Kreitler, pleasure to have you on the.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.